Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now News for Wednesday, May 20th. Today is National Rescue Dog Day, so give a little extra love to the four-legged heroes who somehow rescue us, even though they're the ones eating socks, barking at nothing, and acting like the mailman is an invading army. Coming up today, we've got updates on Bishop's response to Sunday's windstorm, the continued closure of Bishop City Park and the park pool, nursing awards at Northern Inyo Healthcare District, a structure fire at Eastside Guesthouse and Bivvy, free student meals continuing through BUSD, the Big Pine Pet Supply Drive, prescribed fire operations near Sunny Slopes, local remembrances, sports, and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery in Bishop, serving fresh bread, bagels, pastries, sandwiches, and the kind of breakfast and lunch that can rescue your whole day. Whether you're grabbing coffee and a pastry, picking up a sandwich for the road, or just following the smell of fresh-baked happiness, Great Basin Bakery is a Bishop favorite for locals, travelers, and anyone who believes carbs are part of a balanced mountain lifestyle. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. On Sunday, May 17th at approximately 2 p.m., strong winds moved through the Bishop area, causing damage to homes, power lines, tree branches, and even uprooting entire trees throughout the community. Multiple calls for service began flooding in from citizens reporting downed power lines, trees into power lines, fallen trees, and requests for assistance identifying hazardous utility lines. Within a short period of time, volunteer firefighters from the Bishop Fire Department once again stepped up and answered the call without hesitation. Personnel responded to more than 40 calls for service within just a five-hour window. The department extends their sincere gratitude to each and every one of their volunteers who left their homes and families behind to help protect our community during the storm event. They would also like to thank allied agencies for their assistance and teamwork throughout the incidents, including the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, California Highway Patrol, Bishop Police, Cal Fire, San Bernardino, Inyo Mono Unit, and Big Pine Volunteer Fire Department. Working together, they were able to respond quickly and safely to the needs of our community. Patrol officers from the Bishop Police Department worked tirelessly responding to 18-plus back-to-back calls for service during the wind event. Their efforts on the streets helped keep our community safe during a busy and challenging afternoon. Communications officers were working hard behind the scenes, handling 911 emergency calls, coordinating responses, documenting incidents, dispatching 40-plus calls for service for the Bishop Fire Department, and contacting utility companies so crews could respond to downed power lines as quickly as possible. The department thanks the Sunday Patrol and dispatch staff for their dedication, professionalism, and commitment to serving and protecting the community of Bishop. Due to damage from the windstorm on Sunday, the Bishop City Park is closed until further notice, while cleanup and safety assessments take place. As the park remains closed, the park pool will also be closed this week. The city's goal is to reopen the pool for public swim this weekend. Depending on cleanup progress, they will continue to keep the community updated. During National Nurses Week, Northern Inyo Healthcare District recognized several members of its nursing team whose compassion, dedication, and commitment to patient care make a difference across the Eastern Sierra. Among the awards presented were the DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nurses, recognizing those who show exceptional clinical skill and compassionate care. The Mission and Spirit Award, honoring nurses who embody the organization's mission and values through meaningful initiatives. And the Great Catch Award, which celebrates nurses who proactively improve patient safety by handling concerns before they affect care. The DAISY Award was presented to Madeline Maddie Dant of NIHD's MedSurge Unit. Ms. Dant was nominated for her professionalism, compassion, and willingness to help in challenging situations. The Mission and Spirit Award was presented to Laura Partridge of the Pediatrics Clinic. Ms. Partridge was recognized for her work helping develop a maternal mental health support program for families in Inyo County. The Great Catch Award was presented to Haley Bartonzetti for her work in patient safety and quality care. The annual award recognizes nurses who improve patient safety by identifying and addressing concerns before they affect care. These awards recipients reflect the heart of nursing in a rural community, said Allison Partridge, NIHD's Chief Nursing Officer and Chief Operations Officer. Whether caring for patients, supporting families, or strengthening services for future generations, their work makes a difference. We are proud to recognize the compassion, teamwork, and dedication they give to our community. On Tuesday, May 19th, at approximately 1:52 a.m., the Bishop Fire Department was dispatched to the 700 block of North Main Street for a fully involved working structure fire with entrapment at the Eastside Guesthouse and Bivvy. Chief Russell arrived on scene and established Bivvy Command. Bishop Police Department officers confirmed that all occupants were able to safely evacuate the building prior to fire personnel arrival. Due to the size and complexity of the incident, Bishop Fire Department requested mutual aid assistance from Cal Fire, Big Pine Fire Department, and Chalfont Valley Volunteer Fire Department. The Bishop Fire Department would like to thank all assisting agencies for the rapid response and support. Bishop Police Department, Inyo County Sheriff's Office, California Highway Patrol, Sierra Life Flight, Cal Fire, Big Pine Fire Department, Chalfont Valley Volunteer Fire Department. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. No further information will be released at this time. Bishop Unified School District has announced a continuation of its policy for serving meals to students under the National School Lunch School Breakfast programs for the 26-27 school year through 2030. All students will be served lunch and breakfast at no charge at the following sites: Bishop Elementary and Home Street Middle School, Bishop Union High School, Palisades Glacier High School, and Keith B. Bright High School. If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and it can turn any bad day around, and sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart. May is National Pet Month, and Big Pine Schools is hosting a food and pet supply drive for Inyo County Animal Shelter. The shelter helps and houses approximately 250 animals each year until they can find their forever homes. The following donations are being accepted: any unopened dog or cat treats, lightly used small dog or cat beds, new and slightly used leashes, collars, and toys, clean towels and blankets, and unopened dog or cat food. But it must be specific type of food: Diamond Naturals chicken and rice formula for dogs, and New Low chicken or chicken and cod cat food. These brands can be purchased at Tail Waggers. The staff knows which ones, just ask them. Money donations can be accepted by the Inyo Animal Resource Foundation. Their website's inyoanimalresourcefoundation.org. Donations can be dropped off at Big Pine Schools or the Animal Shelter. That's 1001 County Road in Big Pine. The drive ends May 21st. So please help your local animal shelter and animals in need. Inyo National Forest is planning prescribed fire operations this week, beginning Tuesday, pending all required approvals. Crews will be igniting a project area located near Sunny Slopes and the Owens Gorge Road. They estimate this work to be completed by the end of the week as weather conditions allow. Prescribed fires help reduce overgrown vegetation to help protect local communities, infrastructure, and natural resources from wildfires. Smoke from this prescribed burn may be seen from Highway 395, Crowley Lake area, Sunny Slopes, and Tom's Place. Residents and visitors may experience smoke during the prescribed burn. For more detailed information about air quality, go to Air Now online or download the app. When driving, slow down and turn on your headlights when you encounter smoke on the road. Recently, we spoke with Mule Day's executive director, Donna Bird, about the happenings this week.
So, Tuesday, competitive classes. Wednesday, competitive classes. Thursday, the same. Thursday night, the Jared Neiman concert with Chase Chandler as the opener. I always get his name wrong, so I apologize. But anyway, our main headliner is Jared Neiman.
Okay.
And so we're very excited to have him come back.
And that's Thursday night, the concert.
That is Thursday night. Okay. Tickets are available online or through the office.
Okay.
And then Friday, we have the competitive classes. But Friday night, we kick off the very first of our four main arena shows. So okay. Very exciting. And those are our ticketed events. Everything up leading up to that, with the exception of the concert, is free.
Okay.
It's free entrance to the fairgrounds. Come watch these competitors, cheer them on, and see what these amazing people do on these really cool animals. To go to the concert, you'll need a ticket. To come to the four main arena shows, you will need a ticket. So you can website, call the office, we'll walk you through it. We'd love to talk to you in person and make sure you have the perfect seat.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have an obit to deliver here. With deep love and profound sadness, we announce the passing of Stephen Steve Dennis Simpson, who was born on September 23rd, 1950 to Jack and Rose Simpson and left this world on May 12th, 2026. Steve lived a life defined by generosity, skill, and a spirit that was both steady and carefree. He touched the lives of many through his kindness, his willingness to help anyone in need, and his remarkable talent for repairing just about anything with wheels and an engine. Those who knew him will remember a man who never hesitated to lend a hand, share a story, or brighten a moment with his easygoing humor. In 1967, Steve was drafted into the United States Marines. Although his time in service was brief due to medical conditions, he carried immense pride for having answered the call to serve his country. That sense of duty, humility, and quiet strength stayed with him throughout his life. Steve later became the heart and hands behind Bishop Bug Repair and Bishop Foreign Auto, a business he owned and operated for many years. Whether he was fixing a car, offering advice, or simply sharing a laugh, Steve made people feel supported and seen. His shop was more than a place of work. It was a gathering spot where friendships were built, stories were shared, and countless people found help when they needed it most. One of Steve's greatest joys was giving back to the youth of his community. He loved being part of the ski program with Bishop Schools and took pride in helping with the golf clinics at the Bishop Country Club. Watching young people learn, grow, and discover new passions brought him genuine happiness, and he cherished every moment spent encouraging them. Steve is survived by his two children, daughter Danielle and Eric Zielinski, and son Brian and Sarah Simpson, and by his five beloved grandchildren, Adeline Zielinski, Xander Zielinski, Michaela Vale, Larissa Simpson, and Kylie Simpson, all of whom were the greatest joys of his life. He also leaves behind a large and loving family, sister-in-law Sue Simpson, brother Paul and wife Katie Simpson, brother Dave and Sheila Simpson, sister Carolyn and Ruben Benitez, brother Marty and Jennifer Simpson, sister Annette and Don Kiker, sister Grace and Mike Nelson, brother Chuck and Lisa Simpson, sister Tina Bernard, and brother Frank and Lisa Simpson, brother Joe and Cindy Simpson, and numerous nieces and nephews who adored him. Steve's legacy lives on in their memories, in the stories of his humor and the easygoing nature that made him so deeply loved. He is preceded in death by his parents, Jack and Rose Simpson, and his brother, Mike Simpson. A celebration of life will be held on September 12th at 11 a.m. at the neighborhood church, with the reception to follow at the home of Brian and Sarah Simpson. Family and friends are invited to gather, share memories, and honor a life lived with heart, skill, and generosity. Steve will be forever missed and forever remembered. Mule Days returns to Bishop this week at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. The parade will run on Main Street from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Visit muledays.org for a full event schedule. By Talent Blood Donation, we'll be hosting the Mammoth Community Blood Drive Wednesday and Thursday at the Mammoth Lakes Fire Station. Wednesday hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Thursday hours are 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Sign up at vitalent.org. The Farm to Table Market picks back up this week on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. Mammoth Lakes Tourism launches Certified Unreal and Visitation Vitality on Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Gomez Mexican Restaurant. Certified Unreal brings the region's geology to life with an interactive map of 17 sites and visitation. Vitality addresses investment of visitor spending into local priorities. This free community event is open to all. The Inyo County Free Library will be hosting a presentation on blood pressure awareness at the Bishop Library on Thursday at 6 p.m. Medical personnel from Mammoth Hospital and Inyo County Health and Human Services will provide information on monitoring blood pressure, heart-healthy diets, and county resources. The library encourages the community to attend. Inyo Council for the Arts is hosting their annual Memorial Day Weekend Arts and Crafts Fair at the Bishop City Park from Friday to Monday. Hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday. The Big Pine American Legion Auxiliary Unit 457 invites the community to join a Memorial Day service on Monday, May 25th at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Triangle on the corner of Highway 395 and 168. The day will begin with placing flags on veterans' headstones at Crocker Cemetery at 8 a.m. and Woodman Cemetery at 8:30 a.m. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Wednesday, May 20th. Thanks for listening and for staying connected with what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Great Basin Bakery and Bishop for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. Eastern Sierra Now news airs on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. For everything in between, find us at easternsierranow.com, on the Eastern Sierra Now app, on social media, and on YouTube for video news, interviews, and local programs like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great day. Thank a first responder, hug a rescue dog if you got one, and remember, if your dog rescued you from being productive today, honestly, that totally counts. Have a good one.